Under Washington state law, children are supposed to be fully immunized in order to attend daycare or preschool. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, no one knows how many kids in childcare centers are actually vaccinated. The state doesn't keep track.
Here you go. Here you go. Hey, come here, sweet girl.
Kate Schuler is feeding her red-headed baby Margaret in their Seattle living room. After 4 months at home together, Margaret is about to start daycare.
She's in daycare training. She hasn't wanted to take a bottle, but all day she's had bottles. She had three today and three yesterday. You think that's funny? They're all grown up now.
Schuler says it was hard to find childcare, and even harder to find a setting where she and her husband felt confident that the other kids were fully vaccinated. At 4 months old, Margaret is up to date on her shots, but there are some that babies can't get until they're much older. That makes them especially vulnerable to diseases, at an age when the diseases could be fatal.
In-home daycares that we looked at, they wouldn't really tell us exactly what their rates were, and they didn't require the parents to provide information on that. So it was sort of just, yeah, we vaccinate, sure. And that just felt pretty unsafe for our family, and it wasn't a choice that we were comfortable with.
Under state law, childcare centers are supposed to turn away kids who aren't up to date on their immunizations. But enforcement of the law is lax. The state health department requires childcare centers and preschools to report vaccination data annually. But the state doesn't analyze that data. As a result, no one at the state can say for sure which childcare centers are in compliance with the law. Paul Throne with the state health department says the state stopped monitoring the rates about a decade ago when the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention stopped asking states for the data. Throne says it was just too hard to get good numbers from childcare centers.
Centers have a lot on their minds. Early education is a very complicated thing to try to manage. And then on top of that, keeping up with all the health records of all the children is a real struggle for a lot of these places.
In babies' early years, they need new shots every few months. So a baby who's up to date on his shots when he's enrolled can fall behind just 1 week later. Anne Throne says there are so many unlicensed childcare facilities that it's impossible for the state to know which records it's missing. What's more, Throne says vaccination paperwork doesn't need to be signed by a doctor. It's up to parents to remember which shots their children have gotten and to tell the truth.
When the parent is facing the choice of, does your child have this that they need to come into the center? Sometimes parents might be tempted to simply say yes, that they do. We have no way of really knowing.
I used to be able to take their booklet that the doctor's office actually stamped and photocopy it.
Jerry Finch is the director of Learning Way Daycare in White Center. She says the state no longer accepts children's official vaccination booklets as evidence. She now relies on parents' word. Finch says her staff is constantly following up with parents to get their latest vaccination records.
After a little while, then I'm on the phone. We don't have your update back yet. May I please have it?
What is known is that in Washington State, inside and outside of childcare, just over half of all two-year-olds are up to date on their vaccinations. Seattle Children's pediatrician Wendy Sue Swanson says that's a big concern, especially in a childcare setting where kids are sharing a lot of germs.
They lick each other, they kiss each other, they've got snotty noses, they're sharing toys and books, they're learning in a kinesthetic way, right? It's a cesspool, right? And that's okay. That's part of the experience of young children growing up with each other in a community.
Swanson says a lot of diseases can spread in childcare centers, including potentially deadly diseases like whooping cough and measles.
And measles is unique. It's wildly infectious, one of the most infectious viruses on the planet. We know that if you're not protected against measles, even if you walk in a room 2 hours after someone with measles, 90% of the time you'll get the infection.
A recent measles outbreak in Washington state killed one person and sickened dozens more. In a Chicago-area daycare this year, half a dozen babies got measles. Again, babies don't get the measles vaccine until they're at least 1 year old. No one can say what the measles vaccination rate is in Washington childcare centers, but statewide, about 79% of all two-year-olds are fully immunized against the disease by the time they're three. Doctors say 95% of a population needs to be immunized to prevent the spread of measles. That's a big gap. Swanson says it will take more than the laws on the books to increase the vaccination rate. She says parents need to drive the demand by pressing child care centers and each other to be up to date and upfront.
I mean, how great would it be to walk into preschools and daycares and have the standard dashboard on the wall say, today the UV index, our risk of sunburn is this. The high temperature is going to be 75. And just so you know, 97% of our population is fully protected and up to date on their vaccinations.
That kind of vigilance and a high vaccination rate was what sold Kate Schuler on the daycare she and her husband finally chose for baby Margaret.
Before we even can go in, we have to give them our vaccination records, and then we have to update them every time she's eligible for new shots. So that was something that was really important to us.
It's important that you stay healthy, huh? Yes, it is.
I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.
Oh, you're doing it.